Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We're talking about heroes that provide hope today. We've been doing that our first two programs this week, and we're basing that off of a new book called Kentucky's Everyday Heroes by Steve Flaherty. He is a Versailles, Kentucky resident and has written, this is his fifth volume. I enjoyed volume four, and I have thoroughly enjoyed volume five. It's called Kentucky's Everyday Heroes, Ordinary People Doing Extraordinary Things. If you missed our first two programs, I want to encourage you to go back and take a listen. They're only 14 minutes long. You can go to our website, hopeishere.today. hopeishere.today. Our first two guests, heroes that we talked about providing hope in Kentucky, one, a couple ladies from Eastern Kentucky, and then we talked about a young man from Winchester, but this lady, it's kind of east, but she also has impact in Western Kentucky. And we've got another young hero. Tell us about our hero today that provides hope, Steve.
Jessica Collins, Shelbyville, Kentucky. She is a bundle of joy. And the first thing I want to say about Jessica is she is a product of good examples. Her grandmother and her mother taught from the very beginning service. And showed it and so forth, and it paid dividends, you might say. And when she was 10 years old, Jessica saw with some friends a movie called The Blind Side. If you've seen The Blind Side, about an NFL football player that starts out in a difficult way, and somebody reaches out to him as a young person and kind of steadies his course in life, and he became an NFL player later. I can't remember his name.
Michael Orr.
Okay, Michael Orr.
Yeah, he was great movie. Michael Orr.
Well, Jessica and some friends went to see this movie, and there was a part in there, she tells me, about Michael receiving this bet. And it was a very poignant moment in the program, she said. It wasn't a dry eye there, because the kid had never had a bet of his own. She's 10 years old, and she sees this word is used too much maybe sometimes, inspire, but that was an inspiring moment in that movie. And so Jessica decided that she wanted somebody else to experience that, and she would have something to do with it. And so she, with a little encouragement from her grandmother Lynn Whitaker, is just such an influence on her, and encouraged her, and she got a hold of a school she's worked with through her church and so forth, and found some other people who in that Shelbyville community needed a bed, and she did much of this, you might call, administrative work on her own. Got a hold of a resource center at one of the schools. They came up with somebody and so forth, and raised some money. Got this child in the community a bed. And you can imagine if you grow up in a home and you're on the floor or maybe a mattress on a floor or whatever, you can imagine going to school the next day and not doing well because you're just not ready. You're tired. You're lethargic, the whole thing. And so one thing led to another, and began to help more and more people. They started doing, the family did, the grandmother, the mother, and then about 12 other people in that community started doing little fundraising drives. So they've got their own little organization, started back when she was 10. She's about 20 years old now, called A Place to Sleep. And anybody in Shelbyville, you ask them about A Place to Sleep, they know what that is. And Jessica is one of those 20-year-old people that you sit down and talk with, and you feel like you're talking with a 40-year-old with many years of experience and wisdom. She is a nursing student down at Western Kentucky University. Greg, I think you know something about that place.
Yes, sir.
And she plans to her emphasis will be working with children in the future. But, you know, it just shows you. And in one of my other books, I wrote Kentucky's Everyday Heroes for Kids. I wrote that on about a fourth, fifth grade level because I had taught school for all those years as a fourth grade teacher. And I actually had kids kind of help me edit that as I wrote it. Young people can do these kinds of things with the right encouragement and with the right example. Yeah. And that's her story gives that example. She continues, even with a full schedule down at Western Kentucky University, with the help of her mother and father and grandmother, to run this. And I think it mentions in the story in the book about 1,500 beds have been given to those, stretching out as far as about 23 different counties. It's basically Shelbyville, but and they try to hit, help people there first, but it's these beds have gone out to 23 counties. I think it mentions 1,500, and the other night I heard her talk about this. They're up to 1,800 beds that have been given away. They usually have about 70 people on the list to get beds. It's always, almost always, a matter of having the financial resources, you know, Greg.
Well, I love one of the things that Jessica said in the chapter you wrote on her in this new book you've got out called Kentucky's Everyday Heroes, Volume 5. Jessica said, "We will give a bed only if it's one that I would sleep in myself." So it's not just about the quantity of people that they're helping. They're also giving them quality. And I love that part that she takes such pride in it, and the ministry, the organization, that she said, if I won't sleep in it, I'm not going to, you know, give it to somebody else.
Yeah, Greg, that whole thing of empathy is something this society needs. And I read a story yesterday in the paper about written by a religious writer that talks about how those people who even act like jerks around us, if we knew their story, we might find out that we wouldn't do as well as them, you know. Mm. And so this whole thing of empathy that Jessica portrays in her life at a very young age is so important. She talks about it's not the kids' fault that they don't have a bed. She quoted her as saying, "Parents might be on drugs. It's never the kids' fault that they have to live like this. Seeing the kids so happy when they receive beds, running out to the truck and wait and wanting to help, that's what makes me happy, because I started the program wanting to help kids." And you know, she gives some advice there. If you wanted to do something like this, you saw a need like this, she says, find a group of people that are willing to support you and believe in your passion. Get the word out. People are willing to help with anything that involves kids. And her and her grandmother and so forth have used social media, Facebook. You can go to the Facebook page, A Place to Sleep. It gives you all kinds of information. They're currently involved in a bunch of fundraising activities right now in the Shelbyville area. And, you know, if you would, you're interested in that kind of work, go to that page on Facebook.
Yeah, they've got a website too, aplacetosleepministry.org. It's aplacetosleepministry.org, so you can find out information and donate there. And one of the things also I love, Steve, that you shared in the chapter you wrote on Jessica, obviously she started the A Place to Sleep, but she said that one of the families that was impacted, the little girl needed a bed. Her mom was really sick. Her mom got better, and they ended up volunteering. They had no money to give, but they were willing to work. Touched by the act of kindness, the girl, now in middle school, started a nonprofit that gives bags of toiletries to those who are homeless. And Jessica said, if you shine a light on someone, they can be a blessing for someone else later on. So Now look at the ripple effect that Jessica's had.
Yeah. You usually look for older people like me for wisdom. Because you could go to a 10-year-old when that came about. And when I was at Shelbyville the other night doing a little fundraiser for her with the book, and so where Jessica spoke, and you could just see all those people in the audience that were so proud of her. There were a whole bunch of other younger kids there seeing how a young person like them can do really good things, good things and positive things for God and community.
Well, it's big time. I love several churches have gotten involved. It started out at First Presbyterian, her church in Shelbyville, and then she talked about there's a church called Christ Community in Shelbyville, and they've chosen the project once a month to deliver beds, and when they do it, sometimes they'll deliver 10 or 15 beds in one day, and that's just in the Shelby County
area. Yeah, I know. A church may want to take this up as a project, and she mentions a local business there that has taken the bull by the horns here to kind of get beds to them more wholesale price. And if you read a whole bunch of my stories over the years and all these volumes, you just see how when people come along who have, and I use this word a lot, authentic, loving heart. Mm. Other people are invigorated and want to do the same kind of thing. And it's the surest way to get away from negativity is to help on one of these projects. And I'm sure Jessica would say that.
Well, I want to remind you, if you just tuned in, we're talking about Jessica Collins. She started, she's only 19, actually just turned 20. She was 19 when the book started, but she's a nursing student at Western Kentucky University, but she started a ministry, a project called A Place to Sleep in 2010 when she was actually barely 10. And since then, about 1,500 bed sets have gone to deserving youngsters, mostly in her hometown community of Shelbyville. So if you want to be a part of that and maybe make a difference with blessing somebody with a bed that might not have it, you can go to her ministry, her website, aplacetosleepministry.org, aplacetosleepministry.org. And I can see this thing expanding all across the state, Steve.
Yeah, I think it very, very well could. I think her preference would be that little satellite kinds of places would happen. Other Jessica Collins, and she don't like me to mention her name. She doesn't look at it. It's her organization, but she would like people to see people in their local communities who know the resources there, who know the needs, to start this kind of thing rather than one giant umbrella kind of thing. You can call it anything you want, But she has presented a model of how it can be done. And so...
Well, I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of this book. It's called Kentucky's Everyday Heroes, Ordinary People Doing Extraordinary Things. Steve Flaherty is also a great speaker. If you're looking for a speaker, I know that's one of your passions, Steve.
I do. I like to kind of put skin on these stories that you write in this book. And I'll come to your group and wherever it's at in Kentucky, I'll look at who I've written about in that area, and I'll tailor make this this talk about heroes in that are close to your community and so forth. And I enjoy it very much, and you can get a hold of me, Steve Flaherty, on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll put all your contact information with the
that would be great.
The podcast, his phone number and email, so you can contact him. But I want to thank Steve Flaherty for being our guest today, and we hope that you'll pick up a copy of his latest book, Kentucky's Everyday Heroes, Volume 5. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.